Well, good morning, Sheffield. We're here once again to share with you the glad tidings, the good news, the gospel. Only good news that there is in Sheffield today, the grace of God, Jesus. The love of God and Jesus Christ come to bring to you here this morning in the city of Sheffield. Like to have a copy of God's Word offered to you quite freely. No cost, no obligation to you. If you would like one, it's freely offered to you. No cost, no obligation to you. You're simply and only for the taking. God's precious Word, the most precious gift that one person can give to another in this world, the Word of God. Able, that is if you receive it, able to save your precious soul. If you'd like to have a copy of God's Word, do feel free to come and ask for one. Gladly, place into your hands, no cost, no obligation to you, the Word of the living God, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who has given to us life and breath and given to us this lovely day, and a day in which the gospel, the good news, is declared amongst you in order that you might hear it, but not just hear it, be a doer of God's word. Do what he tells you to do. Repent and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand, and that's how you enter into God's kingdom. Word of God, it says here, John's gospel, verily I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. Oh, my friends, the good shepherd who said, who tells us, his sheep, they hear his voice and they follow him, and he gives unto them eternal life. The Lord Jesus Christ, the good shepherd who came into the world, who came to save sinners. That's you. That's me. That's us all. He came. He came to save sinners. Not to make you wealthy, healthy, prosperous. He came to save us. Save us from our sins. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Take away our condemnation. Yes, God is angry with the wicked every day. But in his grace and love, he has done something to remove his anger from off of us. Sent his son Jesus into the world to die on that cross, to bear the penalty, take our punishment, take away the condemnation that lies upon us because of our sin, because of our departure from God. Even there, in your mother's womb, conceived in sin, born in sin, live and die in sin, but for the grace of God in the gospel freely coming to you through the preaching of the gospel, bringing the grace of God to you, lifting, taking the condemnation away, so that we can say and declare freely amongst you today, no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus, trusting in Christ Jesus, believing in Christ Jesus. One way only, one way back from the dark, dark path of sin. Jesus is that pathway. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the way, the only way. There is no other good shepherd. There is no other who can bring us back to God from that dark path of sin. I am, he says, I am God. I am God. In the beginning, Moses asked God when he met with him, "Who do I say that you are?" "I am," he said. "I am that I am." Jesus is the I am. He is God revealed in the flesh, in human flesh. "I am that I am. I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way back to God from the dark path of sin." No other way, my friends. Not in the way of religion. Not in the way of Islam. Not in the way of Rome. Not in the way of the Watchtower Society. Not in the way of human philosophy. Not in the way of self-works. Not in the way of self-righteousness. Not in the way of anything and everything that you would do to seek to make and put yourself right with God. "I am the way," says Jesus. "No other. No other good enough. Who could unlock the gates of heaven and let us in?" Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is the way because he has done the work. He's the person. He's the man Christ Jesus. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. He is the one who is able to bring to you love and life and lasting joy. Lord Jesus, found in thee and in thee alone. Salvation, my friends, the forgiveness of your sins, and entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus, Jesus, you know him, sir? Do you know him, sir? You bowed before him. You know him? Do you know Jesus? Oh, my friends, he is the way. He is a wonderful way. He's a lovely way. He's a lovely Savior. Oh, he's beautiful. Fairer than 10,000. The rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. Oh, he's the fairest of them all. Jesus, my lovely Savior, I commend him to you. He's the way by which a sinner gets back to God, gets right with God. But he's the only way. There is no other. One mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. But I tell you, whatever your sins might be, whatever your troubles might be today, whatever the depth of your misery caused all of it, surely as the sparks fly up, for man is born to trouble, the Bible says. Wherever you find mankind, you find trouble. Trouble, misery. She's as miserable as sin, you say. He's as miserable as sin, you say. Sin brings misery, brings death upon us, and brings us finally brings us to hell, unless by the grace of God in Jesus Christ we are saved. Salvation, my friend, that's what Jesus came to bring to us. Love and life and lasting joy. Life, not religion, my friend. In Jesus, the way to love everlasting, the way to life, life from the dead. My friend, the way back to God from that dark, miserable pathway in sin. Today, my friends, take the way, enter into the way, in the way of repentance, coming from your sin. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. That's what the Bible calls repentance, a change of mind that leads to a change of way, of direction, of lifestyle. When the mind has been changed, when the heart is changed, when the world view is changed, when you see the world, the universe, all creation, even yourself made for God and for his glory, and not for yourself and the service of sin, but for God and his glory. You begin to think God's thoughts after him. The mind changes. The way, the lifestyle changes. The way back to God from the dark path of sin. Repent ye and believe the gospel. The first step, friends, the first step, repent, turning from your wicked ways, your unrighteous thoughts. Get a hold of God's Word, the Bible. Think His thoughts after Him. Agree with Him. Can two walk together unless they agree? How can you walk with God if you disagree with Him? How can you walk with God if you're not in the way of salvation? How can you walk with God if you're hostile to Him in your mind? How can you walk with God if you're alienated from Him by your sin? The sin in which you were conceived and born. In your very nature, nature's against God. Your practice, your conduct is against God. Until that changes. Until you've been transformed by the gospel. Until you've been reborn, as Jesus puts it. He must be born again, he says. Except a man be born again, he cannot see, he cannot perceive, he cannot understand the kingdom of God, cannot enter the kingdom of God, cannot repent, cannot believe the gospel. You must be born again, says Jesus. God must come and put the life of Jesus into your soul. He must come and put His love into your heart. He must change you, transform you, raise you from the dead. It's not religion that you need, it's resurrection. It's not religion that you need, it's regeneration. To be made a new creature in Jesus Christ, because that's all that counts.
Yeah, you like a copy of God's Word, you know, the Bible. My brother was holding up just a few moments ago that the Word of God, more precious than anything else we could possibly give you. Want a copy of God's Word, you come and ask for one. Gladly give one to you. Read God's Word, muse upon it. Truth sets you free, and it'll liberate you from the sin, the guilt, and all the pretended misery, so much of it today, you know, because there's so much sin about. But by the grace of God, you can be delivered by the truth as it is in Jesus. If you like a copy of God's Word, you come and ask for one. Oh, that men would call upon the name of the Lord. You know, in difficulty, in trouble, we come to and we look to just about everybody and anybody else but Jesus when we're in trouble. Listen to what the Bible says. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me and deliver me. In the day of trouble. Isn't every day a day of trouble? Do not troubles come to us continually? Every single day of our lives, the Bible says, you know, as surely as the sparks fly upwards, man is born to trouble. Why is man born to trouble? Because man's born in sin, that's why. And it's sin that brings the trouble. Every day is a day of trouble. But if only you would call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in that day and in that time of trouble, He will answer you and He will deliver you. That's the promise of God's Word, His truth that He will not and He cannot go back upon. Call upon Him. Whosoever. How are we doing, guys? Whosoever, God's Word assures us, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In that time, in that day of trouble, call upon Him. Whatever the trouble is it depression, anxiety, dis-peace? Maybe perhaps because of your lifestyle or those round about you, whatever the trouble is, depression. You want joy, you want happiness. Joy, everlasting joy, is to be found in Jesus. A joy, He says, I give that no man can take away from you. A joy that comes to us from the realization that we've been delivered from sin, its guilt, the power of it, and saved and delivered from the consequences of our sin, death and hell. Call upon the name of the Lord of Jesus, that is. In that day of trouble, call upon me and I will answer you. I will hear you and I will deliver you. That's the promise. Every day is a day of trouble. Because we're sinners, trouble follows us. It trolls us every single day of our lives. Trouble, always trouble. Anxiety, breakdown of marriages, breakdown of family relationships, loss of employment, poverty, hunger, physical hunger I mean, homelessness, alcohol abuse, drug abuse. Trouble, 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 nothing but trouble throughout mankind. Wherever in the world you go, wherever you find men and women, you find men and women in trouble, because trouble follows us all our days. But I guess what? No, sir. No, sir. How about you do that, sir? How about you stop and be quiet and listen, sir? And get saved, sir. Get right with God, sir. And then you won't be muttering and murmuring against God, sir, to whom you will give account in that day for that murmuring today. So, my friends, trouble, you see, wherever we go, it follows us. We take it with us. Oh, we think, turn our back on it, turn over a new leaf, start all over again. Oh, how we wish we could, but my friends, that's possible. A new heart, a new start, Jesus can give you. Clear the slate, clear the trouble, deliver you from it. Call upon me, I will answer you, I will deliver you. But oh, then there's the trouble of sickness. Sickness comes to us all in one shape or form sooner than later. Maybe the cancer, maybe the COVID. Disease and sickness fills our world. That's why we have doctors, that's why we have nurses and hospitals. Because people are sick all over the world. The trouble of disease, has it come to you? Call upon me, and I will answer you, and I will deliver you. Maybe perhaps not deliver you from the physical sickness, but my friends, deliver you from the worst disease of them all. Sin, my friend. Sin, that's the worst disease of them all. That's the worst trouble of all in mankind. That's what causes all the other trouble. Sin is common to us all. It's the one common denominator that binds us all together as a humanity. We're all sinners. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's why we have trouble. That's why we have sickness, pain, anxiety, depression. That's why we have trouble, 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 trouble. It follows us all our days, right to the very end, and it's not over then. Then we face the King of Terrors. Death is appointed for man wants to die. That trouble, my friends, it's not natural, don't you know, to die. Men were not made to die. Death is the result of sin. It's the wages of sin. And when that trouble comes to you, the King of Terrors, oh, fear grips your heart. What comes next? Well, the Bible tells us the worst trouble that ever you shall face, the judgment throne of God, if you're not right with Him. So trouble, 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 right to the end, and then for all eternity, if you're not saved by Jesus Christ, if you're not washed in His precious blood, my friends, trouble, not just in time, not just in this life. When you breathe your last, it's not over, it's not finished. Then you've got trouble for all eternity. The torment, the torments in hell ascend up forever and ever and ever. Trouble such as you've never, never, pray in the imaginable. When you breathe your last and go out of this world, stand before Almighty God and give account in that day and be managed from the presence of God, from His love, from His grace, from His mercy, from any way back to God then. Truly, then your trouble is fixed. Then your trouble is final. Then your trouble becomes eternal. All eternity of trouble. But in the day of trouble, while it is still day, my friend, while you can still call upon Him, while you can still repent, while you can still believe, today, my friend, not tomorrow, not next week, not the end of your life, not your old age, you haven't got that. The only time you've got is now. Now, says God, now is the time. Now, by the knee, now. Give yourself heart, life, body, and soul to Jesus. Call upon His name while you may. Call upon the name. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you. Call before your trouble becomes eternal. Call before your trouble is the trouble of hell. Call before your trouble's the trouble of hell's torment. Because that's the end of your sin. That's the end of your rebellion against God, against your Maker. That, my friends, is the end, I tell you. You breathe your last, you go out of this world. It's not an unknown. It's not the finish. No, it's not a black hole. No, no, my friends. Eternity is a reality. That's why Jesus came. That's why He lived. That's why He loved. That's why He died in love. That's why He went to that cross. That's why He rose again from the dead, so that men and women could be delivered from a lost eternity. But now is the time. Now is the time to call. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you, and I will deliver you. But calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only deliverer, the only savior, the only one who can deliver you from your trouble caused by your sin and your trouble that will become eternal. Unless you call upon the name of the Lord, unless He delivers you from your sin, unless He delivers you from its guilt that lies upon you, whether you feel it or not, it's still upon you. Lies upon you an eternal weight of sin. Call upon me and I will deliver you from that weight of guilt and sin. I will deliver you from the power of sin that holds you in its vice-like grip. Deliver you from the power of the snare of the devil. Holds you captive all your lifetime long. Unless Jesus breaks the power, cancels the power, and sets you free. That's what He died for on that cross. To bear the guilt, to bear the sin, to bear the shame, to break the power, cancel the power of sin for those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved.
A new creature in Jesus Christ, made new, made all over again. By the power of my gospel that we declare here amongst you today, Jesus is the way back to God, the way, my friends, the way to salvation, the way to love everlasting, the way to life eternal, the way, my friends, to lasting joy, out of the misery of sin, and into the joy unspeakable and full of glory of the gospel. Tell you good news, Sheffield, good news for sinners, for those whom Christ came for. Christ came to save sinners. Christ died for the ungodly, for the unrighteous, the unholy. For those that know that they're ungodly, those that know that they're not right with God. He died for such. There's hope. Come on, gents. He died for such. He died for those alienated for God. He shed His blood, the good shepherd. Came into the world to call His sheep, calling. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Come unto me, you can come to Him on the authority of His word. Come unto me, He says, come and I will give you rest.
Amen.
Rest for your soul. Peace with God and the peace of God that passes all understanding. Come to me. You can come on the authority of His word. And He assures you, He promises that He will never cast out, never turn away any sinner who comes to Him. He bids you to come, wants you to come, demands you to come, commands you to come. What hinders you, Sheffield? What keeps you from coming? What keeps you from love? What keeps you from life? What keeps you from joy? Everlasting. Only your unbelief. Only your unbelief, my friend. Only belief, says Jesus, if you can. Everything is possible to the one, to him who believes in Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way. He is the truth that will make you free, the truth about God, the truth about yourself, the truth about Jesus, the truth that will make you free, that will liberate you, the truth about God, that there is a God. That you know right well, the Bible says. Jesus tells us that you are without excuse. Every man, woman, and child born into this world knows that God is. Now, innately stamped upon your being, your innermost being, you know that God is. No such a thing as an atheist on the planet. Everybody, man, woman, and child born into this world knows that God is. My friend, you suppress, you hold down that truth in unrighteousness. You don't want there to be a God because you know you're morally accountable to Him and you know that you're on the wrong side of Him. And so you suppress, you hold down the truth in unrighteousness. But Jesus is the truth. The truth about God declares to us in His word, the maker of heaven and earth, and the one, because of all that He has made, leaves you without excuse. The truth, my friend, the truth of God's love, the love that God has, the love that God has revealed for sinful men departed from Him. Men and women who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Yes, God is angry with the wicked every day. Undeniable. That's the truth of God's word. His wrath, His anger lies upon you because of your departure from God. But God in His grace, God in the immensity of His love, has done something about that, about His own anger, His own wrath, and given us a way of escape. Jesus, the way and the truth. But the truth about ourselves revealed in the Word of God. Not the good person that you claim to be. Not the righteous man or woman that you had professed to be. The very opposite. There's none good and there's none that do good, says God. Not righteous, not one. All of us, naturally born into this world, alienated from God because of our sin, because of those sinful natures, and because of our sinful practice, alienated from God. That's the truth, my friends, all of us. But God has revealed to us the way back to Himself. The truth that would make you free, coming to that place of the awareness of the reality of your sinful state and condition, the reality of that sinful nature, and your need to be reborn, born again by the Spirit of God, made a new creature in Jesus Christ. The truth about God is salvation, the truth about yourself, and the truth about the wonderful thing that God has done in order that you might be redeemed, that you might be saved, sending His Son into the world, His gift to the world. God so loved the world, the cosmos, His creation, so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes, trust in Jesus Christ, trust in the truth manifest in Jesus Christ, shall not perish but have everlasting life, sent into the world, my friends, specifically to die on a cross. To die on a cross, to shed His blood, to take the curse due to you, to lift it from off you, to take the wrath of God upon Himself. That's what He was doing on that cross. Not just dying, bearing the curse that lies upon humankind to redeem those under the curse of God. You ever notice that your society isn't working? If it comes to your attention that humankind is somewhat dysfunctional, you ever wonder why? Because the curse of God lies upon humanity, that's why. And only one person who can remove that curse from off of us. He died on that cross. He endured the suffering, the shame. He gave Himself up to the death of the cross to redeem us from that curse so that we'd be lifted from off of us. It is, huh? Have a good day. You believe us, sir?
No, you're not there.
You're not?
No, you're not.
What do you mean not now? You mean you used to be?
No, I believe it.
You know?
Did you look at the evidence at night?
Yeah.
No open made, no good made that.
Right.
And what's all this?
Right.
When I went to school, and it ran down the street, and
I'm happy that
there's so much thing when you put in me on it. Jesus died to save us. Save us from what?
Sin. Rebellion. Anarchy. Can't you see it for one?
The Bible's full of murder.
The whole society is broken. Can't you see it?
Well, I know it's broken.
It's sin. And sin.
Religion's not going to bring you pleasure.
And?
Religion's not going to bring you pleasure.
What do you want with Jesus?
No,
Jesus. You look at them heavens. How can that get there with nothing? How can you get something out of nothing? How can you get, even if you get a big lump of matter that accidentally happens to be, how can you get life out of that? How do you get life?
I'll tell you why,
because the majority of rich, you take the Zuckerbergs, you take the Gateses, you take the Bezos, all the rich men, they're the most godless on the planet. They're on a slippery slope down into hell. Yes. No.
It's
not my job, it's my calling. Yes, I'm a minister of the gospel. And that's a minister of the gospel too. We're both of us called. It's not a job. It's a lifelong calling. There are dead vicars. There are vicars who don't believe. And they're a curse to humanity. Yeah. And don't judge. Don't.
Because she told me I gave you.
Feel free.
Listen,
the stage is set by God. and the final act is God as well. And as the devil goes down, God gets glory, and his people get saved. You, sir, I would guess, are the same age as me, roughly, about 18. We are soon, well, I'm not fabulous. We are soon starting to be out of this world. It's a crisis with God, and the man wants to die. You're going to breathe your last, and then you're going to stand before the God who made those stars in heaven, who made you for his own glory. And if you're not right with him, then you have lost the whole eternity. I plead with you. Plead that you reconsider. Reconsider. Yes. Yes.
Resurrection power, as my brother said just a few moments ago, sang. Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless or the white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? You must be. Call today upon the name of the Lord. Call, I will answer you in the time of trouble. And I will deliver you from your trouble, deliver you from your sin, the cause of all the trouble, any form of trouble in humanity that you care to name comes out of the same pit of sin, human sin. Wars and rumors of war, earthquakes and tsunamis, the breakdown of creation, even the natural order, the breakdown of humanity, the breakdown of nations, wars and diseases, pestilence, all comes out of humanity's sin. That's where all the trouble comes from. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall call upon him, his name, call, believe on the name of the Son of God, shall be saved, shall be delivered from the power of the trouble of sin that trolls you all your days. It's in your DNA. It's the very fiber of your being. It's what you are, a sinner. And you sin, because you're a sinner, you sin. Maybe in a quieter moment, you ask yourself sometimes, you say, why do I do the things that I do? I know that they're wrong. I shouldn't fornicate. I shouldn't be involved in homosexuality. I shouldn't thieve. I shouldn't steal. I shouldn't commit adultery. I shouldn't tell. All these things are contrary to God. God's law. Why do I do them? I know that they're wrong. My conscience tells me they're wrong. But I keep doing them. Why do I do them? Because you've got sin in your DNA. That's why. It's your very being. It's what you are. A sinner. And because you're a sinner, you sin. You will always sin. But it's your greatest trouble. Your sin, young man. No, sir. Your sin, young man, that's your trouble. And it's going to get you in serious trouble unless you're saved. Unless you're saved. Unless you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, because he's the only Savior. There's no one else to call to. You turn to the NHS. You turn to the psychos. You look to the politicians. Not much help there. Can't help themselves, never mind you. Huh? Look to every man and his dog. Call your mom and dad. Call who you will. But they cannot deliver you from your ultimate trouble. Sin is the trouble. Christ is the cure. His blood cleanses, cancels its power, and delivers men and women from its guilt and power, I ask you again, have you been to Jesus? Not are you religious? Have you been to Jesus, a person? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? You must be. Wherever you come from, whatever your color, whatever your creed, whatever your background, whether you come from Afghanistan or Alaska or anywhere else in between, you must be washed in the blood of the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world and would take yours away today should you call upon the name of the Lord, the Lamb of God, who loved sinners and gave himself for them. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will answer you and I will deliver you, he says, from your trouble, from your sin, from its guilt, and from its power. But oh, dear friends, the trouble of judgment day. Think about it, you know. You know that you're a morally accountable creature. You know in your heart of hearts, your conscience bears testimony with me here today. Your conscience agrees with me. Sometimes it approves of you, and sometimes it condemns you. It troubles you. Your conscience is God's given agent within you to testify to you the knowledge of God that you have within you and that you're a morally accountable creature. That's why you have a conscience. And your conscience tells you one day you're going to give account. Yes, sir.
Now listen, God understands you are living in the
right.
Just a bit.
Sit down. Okay, sir. Thank you for that advice. You're welcome, sir. Have a good day.
You
said that, yeah, the volume was just not. What I say, friends, the day of judgment, your conscience tells you now that you're an accountable creature. And my friend, in that day when you breathe your last, you live in your unbelief, you live with this notion that when you breathe your last, that's the end of you. That's the end of all your troubles. I tell you, your trouble then has only just begun, because then you stand before the judgment throne of God and you give account. You give account for the very nature in which you were conceived and born, that you received from your parents by natural generation, and that nature out of which you lived in sin all your days. Give account. Jesus says, for every single idle word that ever you've spoken. And give account for this day when you've heard the gospel, you've heard the good news, you've heard the truth, as it is in Jesus, that if in faith you would call upon the name of the Lord, you would be saved. Today, my friends, when you get to that judgment throne, we must all appear before the judgment throne of Christ. We must all appear before the judgment throne of God, all of us. Men, women, and children alike, all give account in that day. Too late then to call. Too late then to repent. Too late then to believe. Too late then to be delivered. Too late then to be saved. Too late, too late, too late. That's the cry, I tell you, that souls that rises out of hell day after day. Too late, too late, too late. I left it too late. Don't leave it too late. In your time of trouble, in the day of distress, in your time of trouble, call upon me and I will answer you. And I will deliver you, says the Lord. Jesus Christ. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall not be shamed, shall not be disappointed. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus that is, shall be saved. Saved from that dreadful day of judgment. And instead of facing the condemnation of God, instead of facing the dreadful, dreadful condemnation that will be yours in that day, if you do not call, if you are not saved, saved from that dreadful judgment, it will be transformed, turned into a judgment of commendation. You will hear those words of the Savior, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Because of faith. Because of faith, that's what makes the difference. In faith, confidence. Confidence in Jesus. Confidence in another. Confidence in the work of another. That which Jesus has done. Dying, rising again from the dead, in order that sinners like you and I, troubled by sin all our days, calling in faith, calling upon the Son of God, saved, delivered from that terrible, dreadful day of judgment. And the answer to your call, if you call in faith, He will answer you. And the answer will be salvation. The answer will be a love everlasting. The answer will be a life eternal. The answer will be joy unspeakable and full of glory. Life, my friends, that's what the gospel's about. It's not about religion. It's not about what you do. What you do, what I do, that's what gets us in trouble. That's what causes the trouble. Is what Jesus has done. That's what saves. Trusting completely, utterly in the finished work of the Lord Jesus, that which He has accomplished for sinners, not for Himself, but for sinners like you and I. Calling upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Salvation shall be yours. Life from the dead. Resurrection, a new creation in Christ Jesus, alive and alive forevermore, and delivered from the trouble that causes all your troubles in this life.
That's the issue, Paul. I've got to get up. I've said, you're old, it's up.
Yeah. If only the truth of the sacred peace is with the hazard of the truth. The old God, name of God, glory, you're all sinners. They're all lost naturally. Yeah. All in unbelief.
But I want to agree with you on thing, right? It's a godless place, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll agree 100% on it.
And is it any better for it? I was born in 1944. A generation. There was respect. Women dressed properly, so did men. We behaved. A generation that wasn't godless, but the godly was starting to go. And now it's totally apostate to God.
I'll read it.
The way, the truth, the life, my friends. The way back to God, but all sinners. All of sin, they come short of the glory of God, but there's a way. There's a way back out of the condemnation. I stand before you, a sinner, saved by that same grace. I am a new creation, no more in condemnation. Here in the grace of God I stand. a joy that has no limit, a lightness in my spirit. Here in the grace of God I stand. The grace of God, Sheffield. The grace of God that saves, that operates in the preaching of the gospel, that brings men and women to their right senses, right in the head, right in the heart, and the bad record cleared by the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ. The grace of God, free grace, my friend, free gratis. You don't work for it, you don't be religious for it, you don't pay for it, you don't do nothing for it. It's free grace, the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Receive. He came to his own, but his own did not receive him. But to them that did receive him, to those that believed on his name, he gave them the right, the authority, the power to become children of God. No longer children of wrath, but children of God. Saved for time and for eternity. Eternal life. The way, the truth, and the life. Eternal, everlasting life. Love and life and lasting joy. Lord Jesus, found in thee. Life eternal. My sheep, they hear my voice. Are you one of his sheep? Do you hear just the voice of a man? Or do you hear the voice of the good shepherd calling you apart to life in his house? Warm, isn't it? Warm. How are you doing, sir? Have a good day? Are we believing?
No?
Yeah? Really? You got a church? You got a good church? You got a good church? Hey, I talked to that man, Kevin.
Where do you live, love?
The way, the truth, and the life eternal. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Never perish, never to die. I am the resurrection and the life, says Jesus. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Cannot die. Eternal everlasting life. Whosoever believes shall not perish, but have eternal life. For Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into the world, my friends, for this reason, this purpose, not to make you religious, but to save you. The way, the truth, and the life. No other way back to God. From the dark path of sin, no other way to that love, life, and lasting joy, out of the misery, out of the condemnation, and into life, quality of life now, here in this world, and then life forevermore. When you breathe your last, as you must, appointed unto man, once to die, after that then comes the judgment. Not an unknown, not a black hole, not the finish, not the end of the story. Appointed unto man once to die, after that then comes the judgment. You stand before God, before your Maker, and you give account. Jesus says, for every idle word that you've spoken, you give account for this day when you heard the gospel, when you heard the good news, when you heard. But Jesus Christ, salvation in his name. Give account in that day, my friends. Morally accountable creatures, all of us. But you know that. You know that. But it's too late. Too late then when you stand before God, before his judgment throne. What a dreadful day that will be. The dreadful judge. Banishing you from his presence forever and ever, unless by his grace, unless by his free grace, unless by the gift of God received by faith, stretch out your hand and receive the gift of God, the engrafted word that is able to save your soul. the living Word of God who came and lived and loved and died and rose again from the dead, not so that you could be religious, but so that you could have love and life and lasting joy in Jesus, in the Son of God, through faith in His name, who calls you today, calls you to Himself. Come to me, He says. Repent and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, Sheffield, repent. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel today. If you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts as many have done in the past, and many do today. Harden not your heart. Yield to the Son of God. Submit to Him. Not evidence that you need. It's a white flag raised in surrender, submission, yielding to the mighty Son of God, yielding to love, yielding to life, yielding to joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Come today, come you may. Jesus bids you to repent. Repent and believe the gospel, Sheffield. That's the way forward. That's the way up. That's the way out of sin. That's the way to escape the wrath to come. Repent, repent, repent. A turnaround. Harden mind. Radical. Deep change within you. Repent and believe. Trust in. Confide in the Son of God, in Jesus Christ, who is worthy of all your worship, your praise, all your confidence, all your trust. Come to Him in that way. Fall down before Him. Worship and adore Him. Trust in Him completely, totally, utterly. And trust in Him alone, apart from anything else, yourself, your work, or anybody else's. Trust in Jesus today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's God's command to you today, and His assurance is, and you shall be saved. Salvation, life, love, and lasting joy found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to Him today, all you may. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word. Read for yourself. See that these things are so according to God's Word. Offered to you freely, no cost, no obligation to you. You'd like to have one, you come and ask for one. May God bless you, Sheffield, and have mercy upon your precious, precious, never dying soul. Yeah.
Eternal life, eternal love in Jesus Christ, who loved sinners and who came out of the love of the Father, heart of God, who so loved the world of sinners, gave His Son for them up to the death of the cross, so that you could have a Savior, a Redeemer, a Deliverer, whom you could call upon in that time of trouble and be delivered in the way that God Himself has prescribed. What is the way? Repentance and faith towards the Son of God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Repent ye, says Jesus. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Sheffield, repent ye. The word of Jesus for you today, repent ye. Repent ye, repent ye, and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God, deliverance is at hand. Call on the name of the Lord Jesus and be saved. Like to have a copy of God's written word, it's offered to you quite freely, no cost, no obligation to you. Read, study, muse, meditate upon the word of God. Who knows? Maybe God give you the light. Shine the light into your heart and mind and reveal the knowledge of Himself to you in the face of His lovely Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who bids you today repent and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Like to have a copy of God's word, come and ask for one. May God bless you and have mercy upon your precious, precious, never dying souls.